30 years ago, the state said Alaskans ate approximately 6.5 grams of fish per day. That's not much, just about the size of a nickel. In June, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency sent the state a letter requesting an update. The federal agency published a study that says the national fish consumption rate is 22 grams a day. For subsistence use, it's a lot more, around 142 grams a day. The discrepancy between these figures really matters to Esther Altsin-Reese. She is the administrator of Wrangell's tribe, Wrangell Cooperative Association.
It's very important because the amount of pollutants that are allowed in our oceans and our waterways here in Alaska are determined by the rate of consumption of fish and also the amount of water.
Reese is also president of the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, which is a consortium of 17 tribes. They advocate for protecting their lands and waterways from the ill effects of mining and other causes of pollutants. Reese says the consortium has been putting together a fish consumption survey funded by a Bureau of Indian Affairs grant. The federal government wants to figure out the current human health criteria, or what's the maximum amount of a pollutant allowed in a water body without it posing a health risk. Part of the equation is how much fish people are eating. If fish consumption is high, then the amount of pollutants in water needs to decrease. To comply with the EPA, the state has until next June to update its fish consumption rate. So, the Southeast Tribal Coalition will be sending out a fish consumption survey to Wrangell tribal members to get a better idea of how much fish people eat daily. Reese says they hope to have at least 86 people take the survey to get a good representation of the community.
I would like to encourage our Wrangell tribal citizens to do is, if you receive a phone call asking you to complete this survey, please do it, because it can directly impact the health of our waterways. It can directly impact the health of salmon.
Guy Archibald is the executive director of the Tribal Coalition. He's been working on the survey for the past 3 years. He says it counts more than just finfish. It asks about shellfish, beach greens, marine mammals, basically anything from the water that could be contaminated.
What we want to see is people eating more healthy seafood. And we want to be sure that seafood stays uncontaminated and healthy for the long term. And that means being sure that the amount of pollutants that are allowed into our water is as low as possible.
There's three parts to the survey: a 24-hour recall of what someone ate, how much a person eats a certain seafood, and why someone is not eating a specific seafood. Other tribal governments in the state and nationwide have conducted similar fish consumption surveys. The Sunak tribe of Kodiak completed a survey in 2019 that concluded that participants ate 0.5 pound of seafood per day.
It's going to be up to the tribes, you know, to protect the health of their tribal citizens, which is what, you know, tribes do. And so they're, again, leading the charge here.
The Southeast Tribal Coalition will be surveying Wrangell residents for about a year to get more of an accurate idea of how much seafood people eat throughout the seasons. They estimate that the final report will be complete around November 2025. And there's immediate incentive, too. Each participant will receive a $50 gift certificate to a local business. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.